Welcome back to the mixtape. We have one more hour of fine music to bring you. If you are just tuning in, you missed some great stuff. Kicking off the show, we heard from bands such as This Hisses, Jana Lauren, Wayne Hansen, and then most recently we heard from the latest compilation from Sackville punk collective Killer Haze and groups such as Yellow Teeth, Astral Gunk, and Noise Hounds. But don't worry, if you missed it, you can catch it online at radioforall.net or on iTunes for download. You can also perhaps hear us on another fine campus and community radio station, thanks to National Campus Radio Association Program Exchange. And yeah, the internet and other things such as that make this radio show worldwide. So isn't that fantastic? All right, we're going to jump into some more tunes for you. We're going to hear from Alenka and the Autumn Lovers and their new EP, Hard Times. Read you a little piece from Hilary Barr of Radio Laurier, who wrote that London, Ontario-based Alenka and the Autumn Lovers have been compared to some heavyweight musicians such as Arcade Fire, The Decemberists, and Wilco. So what do they all have in common? A slight case of melancholy. Alenka and the Autumn Lovers 2012 release Hard Times, a 7-song EP, takes a couple of a stare at the ceiling listens to fully appreciate, but once you do, you'll have the perfect music to accompany your excessive tea consumption. Album standout Misaligned delivers beautiful arrangements and a variety of instruments. So we're going to hear from that. We're going to hear that track from their new EP. Then we're going to hear from Edmonton rock group Twin Library, who have had quite a few releases in the last couple of years. Seems like every time I turn around, there's a new release in our mailbox, but they're all really, they're really great. And I figure I would just read from their bio, because who can say better about themselves, or who could say best about a band but themselves? A homemade hybrid of garage folk and creaking pop, using an array of textural devices and hum noise, echo boxes, delay pedals, soft distortion dynamics, and acoustic guitars with buzzing strings. Voices and pianos whisper around in the drift, occasionally hitting tambourines. Enjoy the sounds of Little Wings, Guided by Voices, The Velvet Underground, The Wedding Present, Ride, and The Clean. So that should give you a little bit of an idea about what you're about to hear. We're going to hear the first few tracks from that record. Because I just want to give them some spins. But here to start us off is Alenka and the Autumn Lovers and a track called Misaligned from their new EP, Hard Times.
Oh, what a waste of time to cling to things and be left behind. Thank you.
begins. We'll be right back.
You just heard the first few tracks that kick off the brand new album from Edmonton's Twin Library, which is called Low Ways. You heard tracks called Instrumental Propeller, The Surgery Never Left, 2000 Too Fast, and Lower Flag. And we also heard a track from Alenka and the Autumn Lovers kicking off that set called Misaligned. We're going to hear a couple of tracks from the new record from a group called Cobra and Vulture called Grasslands. Cobra and Vulture is a Montreal bass guitar drums trio with a bizarre but lovely combination of folk style guitar tapping, double stop riffing, and sulfur harmonies. The debut comes from best friends Amber Goodwin and Aaron Ross, who teamed up with Parlover drummer Jeremy McQuish. So we're going to hear the closing two tracks from that record, which are called Pile of Bones and Closed Eye Vision. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Mixtape.
Smiles.
That was two tracks from the debut record from Cobra and Vultures, which is called Grasslands. You heard tracks called Pile of Bones and Closed Eye Vision. So in the last hour and a half of the program, we've heard, you know, a fair amount of genres all over the place, lots of rock and pop. And now I'm going to move into the rare but always enjoyable section of jazz. I decided that there was a few new jazz records out that I wanted to bring to you this evening. We're going to start off with Eric St. Laurent Trio, and from some information from their website, let you know that they are a fresh and exciting trio that play the compositions of guitarist Eric St. Laurent and create new interpretations every night through the magic of improvisation. Afro-Caribbean rhythms combined with jazz and blues elements are the heart of the trio's music. Lyrical melodies, infectious grooves and riffs, plenty of interaction, and a good dose of humor round off the picture. With the unique and highly virtuosic rhythm section of Jordan O'Connor on bass and Michael DiCovato on percussion, this band creates joy, excitement, and a few other emotions that simply haven't been named yet. And we're going to hear a couple of tracks from their new record, which is called Dale. We're going to hear a track called Uxalo, and then another one called Pepper C. We're going to move on to Stockton Helbing, who since 2004, Stockton, who is from Dallas, Texas, fronted his own band, the Stockton Helbing Quintet, with whom he has toured and performed with around the United States. He's released four albums to date, and this is his most recent, called Crazy Aquarius. Each album showcases not only Stockton's drumming abilities, but his composing, arranging, and producing skills as well. We're going to start off with the title track from that record, Crazy Aquarius, and perhaps move on if we have a little bit more time. And I am left to assume that the album is named after his turtle, because there is lots of pictures of his turtle on a snare drum. And of course, on the back, it has an arrow pointing to the turtle, which say Aquarius the Turtle, which is a pretty good turtle name, I have to say. So here is Eric St. Laurent Trio with a track called Uxalo from their new record, Dale. And stay tuned, all kinds of great stuff coming up over the next half an hour or so. That was the lead two tracks from Stockton Helbing's latest record called Crazy Aquarius. You heard the title track, and that track right there was called Orbital. Before that, you heard from the Eric St. Laurent Trio. You heard Pepper C and Uxalo. We're going to close out the program tonight with a track from Mark Templeton's new release called Jealous Heart. You're going to hear a track called Jealous Horse. You've been listening to The Mixtape on Local 107.3 FM CFMH in St. John, New Brunswick, airing live on every Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. Also available online at radioforall.net or searching for The Mixtape in the podcast section of iTunes. Also available to campus and community radio stations across the country thanks to the NCRA Program Exchange. Thank you so much for listening. Stay tuned for great campus and community radio fare coming up.